significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you, too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss, or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
For a short session is our good friend Chuck Baldwin, who is running for the presidency of the United States under the Constitution Party ticket. Of course, he's getting absolutely no coverage from the controlled media, and you wouldn't expect it. I mean, after all, they don't want you to have a choice. They want to give you the most liberal senator, Republican senator in the United States Senate, running against the most liberal Democrat running in the United States Senate. And so you're not going to have a choice. Chuck, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan, thank you very much. Good to be with you again.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners what your platform is and why they should vote for you on Election Day.
Well, our platform is the platform that the Founding Fathers gave us. It's called the Declaration of Independence. We believe that until we return our country to the principles laid down in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, that we are going to continue to spin out of control as we currently are, and neither Barack Obama nor John McCain are going to return us to those principles. In fact, just the opposite. They're going to steer us in a direction contrary to those principles. And so if people want to put America's founding principles back into government, they're going to need to vote for Chuck Baldwin in 2008.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you know, you certainly are the candidate of a legitimate party here in California. They managed to, you know, take the local chapter of the Constitution Party and give it to somebody else, because obviously there are people here who don't want people to hear your message. So certainly I agree with you totally on the Constitution of the United States. But how do you stand on the war in Iraq? I mean, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out of the mess we're in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Well, all you need is a president who has the will to do it. It's just a matter of coming up with a nexus strategy and bringing our people home. And obviously, President Bush has not had a nexus strategy. I don't think he ever had one. I don't think he intended to bring them home. And when you look at Barack Obama and John McCain, I really don't think there's going to be a nexus strategy, no matter which one of these men is elected. You've been hearing Barack Obama, who previously had been very critical of the war in Iraq, but of late he's saying now that he doesn't think that they can really, you know, do anything right away, and he's not wanting to set timetables and such thing as that. And I just believe that what we're going to continue to see is more foreign interventionism and more global outreach by this government. We now have troops stationed in not just Iraq and Afghanistan, but 130 foreign countries, as you know, Dr. Stan, and we are spending billions and even trillions of dollars in foreign aid with countries all over the world. We are entangled in the political affairs of nations globally, and nothing's going to change with John McCain and Barack Obama. If I'm elected, I would get our military strategists together. I would insist that they come up with a very expeditious withdrawal of our troops, and we would begin the safe and secure withdrawal of our military and our civilian personnel from Iraq and Afghanistan.
I have a lot of our military people who agree with you. I know that certainly the military was strongly behind Ron Paul, who put out essentially the same message.
Exactly right. In fact, when you look at the support base for the candidates, you'll find that Ron Paul received more support from the military, active duty and retired, than any other candidate, Republican or Democrat. And, you know, the guys that see this thing up close and personal, they recognize what's going on, and they don't like to be used like this. Our military are not designed to be used as international cops for the United Nations or in nation builders or empire builders, but that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, people are still dying over there in that part of the world. And until the American people begin to realize that neither the Republicans or Democrats are going to really change the overall direction of the country, then nothing is going to change.
Well, of course, the biggest tragedy is, of course, that, in my estimation, both political candidates are controlled by trilateralists. And all you need to do is look at the people who are backing John McCain. They come from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 150 people in that in the entire country. And all the major backers for Barack Obama come from the Trilateral Commission that has always been out there to take over control of our government. They sure do a good job of it. Well, what are we going to do about the economic mess we're in today, Chuck? Because certainly we see the whole economy, not only the United States, but the world beginning to crumble, and corporations closing down, and then they give this $700 billion, well, it was actually $850 billion to Mr. Paulson to give to his buddies in the banking business, and $150 billion in bribes, $700 billion for the bankers. How can we get out of the current financial mess we're in?
The only way we can get out of it is to do what Ron Paul suggested, and what I will do if I become president. And that is, we will seek to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Back in 1913, whenever the Congress abdicated its constitutional responsibility to coin money and to oversee the financial affairs of our country, and they created this monster that we know as the Federal Reserve, along with the Internal Revenue Service and the direct income tax, that began all of our problems financially. I mean, you look at through the 20th century, the number of recessions that the Fed superintended over, and then you see the Great Depression. Now we're seeing another financial collapse, and this one could be worse than all of the above, and all of it superintended by the Federal Reserve. And yet neither John McCain or Barack Obama, the two major parties, have any intention on doing anything to return America to sound money principles. Ron Paul is the only candidate that was out there talking about it, and right now in the general election, I'm the only candidate out there talking about it, and I've said it. I was on C-SPAN just a few minutes ago on their morning program, and we talked about the Federal Reserve on that program. You know, I've told people that if I'm President of the United States, that I will seek to eliminate the Federal Reserve and demand that our government start using the sound money principles again. Until we get back to that system, there will be no answer. This is just going to be a prolonged and eventual economic collapse as we continue in this same direction.
Well, you hang on there, Chuck. We'll be back in just a minute, as I want you to develop the ideas on what a Baldwin presidency would look like. Isn't it a shame that they never talk about it?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Wall Street is in meltdown. The price tag for taxpayers, 750,000 jobs lost, a deeper recession. The Colorado middle class is bearing the burden of this crisis. What does John McCain say?
The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
When did he say it? The day of the crash. John McCain has supported George Bush policies for so long, he still can't tell what's happening to the Colorado middle class. Unemployment rates in Colorado have doubled since George Bush took office, and health insurance is out of reach for many middle-class families. But John McCain wants to continue George Bush's policies. More financial industry deregulation, less oversight, and more tax breaks for the special interests. John McCain can't fix our economy if he doesn't know it's broken.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You know, Chuck, how do you deal with people who say, well, you know, we'd be, Obama's so bad. I mean, we may not like McCain, but we're a lot better in there, to vote for McCain because Obama would really be bad. We don't want to throw our vote away on a third-party ticket. How do you answer people who have that attitude?
Yeah, I'll tell you what throwing away your vote is. Throwing away your vote is when you vote for somebody that you know in your heart is not going to be faithful to the principles that you believe in. And when you look at John McCain's track record, everyone knows that he will not be faithful to conservative principles understood, that he will not be faithful to the Constitution. He will not be faithful to the principles of smaller government and personal freedom and liberty, et cetera. When you vote for somebody that you know in your heart is not going to be faithful to the things you believe in, is throwing your vote away. And that's exactly what people are doing when they vote for the lesser of two evils. They are wasting their vote by continuing to underwrite and support these two major parties that put these people up that we know will not be faithful to our principles. And as far as, which is the lesser of the two evils, I don't know that we're qualified to say which is the lesser of two evils. If you go back and look at the John Kerry, George Bush race, I would dare say that if John Kerry were president these past 8 years, that he would not have been able to do many of the things that George W. Bush got away with. When you look at the out of control spending by the Republican Party under Bush and his fellow Republicans, when you look at the war in Iraq, when you look at the Patriot Act and the assault of our freedoms and our Fourth Amendment being expunged by various dictates, when you look at the removal of habeas corpus and the things that President Bush has done to damage our Bill of Rights, not to mention what's going on with our economy and Wall Street, et cetera, Would it have been this bad if John Kerry were president? Well, we'll never know that answer. But one thing is sure, it's gone to pot under George W. Bush, and I think whenever you put somebody like John McCain in the White House, you're going to get more of the same. And to the degree that it goes downhill, nobody really would know who would be the lesser of the two evils. The fact of the matter is, both John McCain and Barack Obama are going to continue the same old policies of the Republicans and Democrats before them. And if they want somebody that's really going to bring change, somebody who's going to really make a difference, they're going to have to vote for Chuck Baldwin in 2008.
Amen to that. Well, unfortunately, all the other third-party candidates, you know, none of them have anything different. I know that Alan Keyes supports the war over there, doesn't he?
Right. He does, and that was why he did not obtain the one of the reasons why he did not obtain the nomination of the Constitution Party back in April in Kansas City. He was my primary opponent during that convention race, and the convention delegates voted for me 74% to 24% for Alan Keyes, and the basic reason was his foreign policies. He wanted to continue the war in Iraq and even expand the war. He's for the United Nations. He's for foreign aid. And our party believes that we got to return to the constitutional prescription for foreign policy, which is basically that we would have free exchange and intercourse and trade and commerce with foreign nations, but entangling alliances with none of them. And that is the policy that I espouse. And if I were president of the United States, I would disband foreign aid. I would seek to remove America from the United Nations. I would avoid foreign entanglements. I would not invade countries without a declaration of war from Congress. In fact, I would go back to the principles of constitutional government.
And of course, the thing is that George Bush and Barack Obama don't believe in the Constitution. They swore to uphold it. Well, of course, one of the things that people are going to say is, but look, Chuck. I mean, after all, you know, the Democrats are pro-choice and the Republicans are pro-life, and so we want to have a pro-life president there. I mean, we not like George Bush, but at least he was pro-life.
Well, you couldn't convince the 8 million little unborn innocent babies that had been murdered in the wombs of their mothers during the George Bush administration that he was pro-life. Because whenever he took office in January 2001, there were 1 million babies every year being aborted. When George Bush will leave office in January 2009, there'll still be 1 million babies a year aborted in the wombs of their mothers. So what good does it do those 8 million little babies that have died in the wombs of their mothers over the last 8 years that George Bush said he was pro-life? It meant nothing. The Republican Party touts itself as being pro-life, but they have done absolutely nothing to overturn Roe v. Wade or to eliminate abortion on demand in this country. And if John McCain's president, he will do nothing to reverse abortion on demand and Roe v. Wade. This idea that John McCain is pro-life is really a joke. He's increased funding for Title X abortion funding. He's increased funding for the United Nations. He's increased funding for abortion providers domestically as well as overseas. This is a guy who believes that we ought to have federal dollars go for embryonic stem cell research. This is a man who has shown absolutely no commitment whatsoever to overturning Roe v. Wade and eliminating abortion on demand. The Republican Party controlled the federal government for 6 years, from 2000 to 2006, the House, the Senate, and the White House. In 6 years, they did absolutely nothing to save the life of a single unborn child. How they can come back to the American people in 2008 and say, vote for us, we're pro-life, is a joke.
Well, but you see, it's all a delusion. It's a delusion. I'll never forget when George Bush took the money away from one international organization that was pro-choice, but he gave the money to another international organization that was pro-choice, but you never heard that. All you heard about was how he did such a great job taking the money away from one international organization that was pro-choice, but never the fact that he was funding others. So it is all really the idea, how do you manipulate the people out here? Smoke and mirrors, reality, I mean, illusion rather than reality. So basically, Chuck, you know, as you're going across the country, I know you're talking to people. There must be an awful lot of people out there pretty unhappy. But do most of them realize that this whole two-party system is a charade? We have Republicrats in both political parties, and they're all both controlled by the same people?
Yeah, the answer to that is both yes and no. There are many people that are beginning to awaken to that reality. I see them all the time. I mean, I just got off of I was campaigning. In fact, last week, Dr. Stan, I traveled more than 8,000 miles crisscrossing across America. And there's a lot of people that I met and talked with that are very much aware that these two parties are like Pat Buchanan said, two wings of the same bird of prey. Two peas in a pod, somebody else said. And there's many people beginning to wake up. But unfortunately, the other side of the coin is that there's a lot of people who only get their news from ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN, that do not read and do not study the issues. And many of these people are unaware. They really think that there's some kind of a big difference between the two parties. But there is another point of view here, though, Dr. Stan, and that is that more and more of the second group are beginning to realize that there's something wrong. They may not have been able to kind of put the finger on exactly what it is, but they're beginning to recognize that there is something going on. There's something wrong with these two parties. The polling data suggests that the vast majority of the American people have lost confidence in both Republicans and the Democrats. And I really think that maybe in the next few years we might be able to see a true resurgence of independence expressed by the American people. At least I certainly hope so.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I wish you well in your efforts. And at least you have one vote here in California. You know, it has to be a write-in, thanks to Alan Keyes, his neoconservative views. They wanted to take over the Constitution Party. They failed, and so anyway, they torpedoed here in California. But
yep.
We had a conference this last weekend, and we had a booth there by people pushing a write-in for Chuck Baldwin. Candidacy. As I walked out of my conference, there was a man handing out flyers to everybody who left. Said,
"Great,
Chuck Baldwin." I said, "I already have." So thanks very much. And we're small. What we're doing is reaching the people that we can. Anyway, Chuck, certainly as far as your outlook on the situation is concerned, you know, one of the big problems is we've forgotten the source of our freedom. We've forgotten what the Declaration of Independence was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Why America was great. It's because we limited the power of the central government. And there seem to be people out there who just keep wanting to increase ever more the power of the central government over our lives. Why aren't more people angry about what's going on? Why aren't they angry about the fact that they've created this whole financial mess and they're going to destroy their value of their savings and their currency? I don't think there's anybody worried to destroy a nation and destroy the value of their money, and it's only a matter of time before the dollar will simply become a remembrance of the things past. How are we going to get people to understand the Federal Reserve System and the fact that they have stolen the value of everything we've worked for by simply debasing our currency?
Right. Well, what we're doing is just exactly what we're doing. I mean, I've been writing on this for a number of years, and you've been speaking on it on your show, and men like Ed Vieira and others are out there educating people as to, you know, what's going on. You know, the good news is that more people, I think, today are becoming aware of it than there were even just a year or two ago. I think this economic bailout situation has increased the awareness level across the country. I think there is a positive there. The negative is, will it be enough and will it be soon enough? You know, is it too little too late? The people that are putting this in place are well advanced in their agenda here. I think that we are seeing the destruction of the dollar. I think that we are already seeing, I think it's this week, President Bush is going to be meeting with foreign leaders to discuss an international solution to the economic problem. Well, that only portends more globalism. It might even portend something like an international currency or the Amero or something of that nature coming into being. So I think it's moving at such a rapid pace that the question is, will the American people be able to wake up soon enough to be able to stop it? I think that's the $64 million question.
Well, that's your job. That's my job. That's the job of the other people on the front lines of this battle, trying to reach the people, and really the job of the people out in the listening audience. they've got to understand that we have a phony monetary system that was taken over in 1913 by a group of privately owned central banks who issue our currency and determine our future. And when they destroy the value of our currency, and they will, of course, destroy the independence and freedom of our people. Chuck, we've only got a couple of minutes before we've got to let you go, because I know we've got a million things to do. What are the parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, just that, you know, we're going to be electing the next president of the United States here next Tuesday. And for people that are listening to your program, we're on the ballot in nearly 40 states. Over two-thirds of the American people are going to have the opportunity to vote for us. And if we won all the states that we are on the ballot in, we would have more than the 270 electoral votes necessary to win the election. And if everybody who believes in limited government and freedom and the Declaration principles and constitutional government and all these things that we're talking about, if they really believe that, if they vote their heart and they vote their conscience, I would be the next president of the United States. The only reason that I would not be would be the people out there that believe the right things, but who would go vote for some other lesser of two evil kind of a situation. That's the only thing that would keep us out of the White House.
God bless you.
Chuck,
our prayers are with you, and we'll be talking to you right after the election.
Thank you very much
for everything you're doing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That message was courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
If Wall Street has taught us anything, it's that we can't trust our economy to the wishes of a greedy few. That's why today in Colorado, leading businesses and organizations are standing united with working families against a few greedy owners and their risky Amendment 47. The Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, Quest, Xcel Energy, and the Colorado Nonprofit Association are just a few who have joined to say no to Amendment 47. They know now's not the time to gamble with Colorado's economy, just to benefit a greedy few. They know Amendment 47 would put at risk the wages and benefits our working families have earned. Bill Coors has even said, quote, "The current law has worked for over 60 years. If it's not broken, why fix it?" We need to vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief have paid for this message.
The Federal Communications Broadcast
conservative voice out there, so there'll be a choice. So there'll be somebody who stands for America. You must understand that there's a little group known as the Trilateral Commission. I mean, they're supplying the major people who actually made up the committee that pushed for Obama's presidency, and the same thing. They all came from the Trilateral Commission. I mean, I think there were four or five of them, and four of them came from the Trilateral Commission. The same thing for John McCain. The same people control both political parties because they don't want you to have a choice. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the economy is concerned, things are going from bad to worse to impossible. And, of course, certainly every day we hear about new banks going down. What is happening to the $700 billion? Well, of course, there's an additional $850 billion. It was $850 billion. We never talk about the $150 billion in bribes, frank bribe, and 50 offered to the congressmen. 50 of them switched their votes, and those 50 congressmen should be retired. In fact, you should vote against literally every congressman who's out there. There are a few of them are all right, but be absolutely certain. Determine your vote on how they voted for the bank for the bailout for Wall Street. Because if they voted in favor of that, saying, "Oh, we had to do something," yeah, we had to do something. What are the banks going to do with the billions of dollars they've already got, $120 billion? Well, of course, some of it's going to go for nice bonuses for the corporate executives. And of course, don't believe that they're not going to find other ways to give them money. Oh, they say, well, we cut the salaries for the executives. Yeah, but we increased the number of options they got on the stock, and we gave them all sorts of shares of stock and options on stock and all of those other things, you know, at a very, very low price so that they would make money that way. Oh, you can cut the salaries, but understand there's always they have a funneling money or providing them with a home or a car or a plane or doesn't really matter or special pension benefits. The rich will always get richer. Why? Because they're pushing socialism. I mean, what people really don't understand is this whole collectivist idea is certainly put forward by people of great wealth. They want to change the structure of our society to a point to the idea where instead of having a limited central government, as outlined in our Constitution, which is still the law of our land, despite whatever the Supreme Court and the other people that they put in the Supreme Court may say, the Constitution is still the law of our land. They call the people who believe in that originalists, as if there's something wrong with being an originalist, as if we don't have an evolving constitution. No, ladies and gentlemen, you have an evolving constitution, you have rule by men, not by law. These are traitors. These are people who've sworn to uphold the Constitution and should be impeached whenever they violate their oath of office. And we have an awful lot of people in Congress and in the White House and in the Supreme Court who believe in the evolving constitution, and the law is what I say it is. And I will tell you that it was just about 10 days ago when Clarence Thomas, the black jurist, gave a speech somewhere back in the East Coast, and it was summarized in the Wall Street Journal. I read what Clarence Thomas said, and I've never seen a clearer delineation of what the issues are. In fact, it'll be the basis of one of our upcoming conferences. And Clarence Thomas said it very, very clearly. Our founding fathers did not trust government, and they limited its power. And if you let the judges interpret things the way that they want to, rather than the way the founding fathers believed, then, of course, we lose our freedom. He said, there may be issues that I disagree on, but it is not up to me to make the decision. It is what it says in the Constitution, and what the people meant who wrote the Constitution. What a refreshing thing to read, especially in the Wall Street Journal, which is controlled by the same people who control the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Denver Post and the Los Angeles Times, and they're all in this together. Certainly, you must understand they control the media, they control the educational system, they control our reality, and it's time that you help those of us on the front lines of this battle to get the truth out. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But what are the big banks doing with all that $125 billion we just gave them? Well, they're planning on buying up other little banks. What's that going to do to help the people who are losing their homes? Absolutely nothing. But they're not worried about the people who are losing their homes. They don't want a solution to the problem. They want to continue the problem. They, of course, want to be able to appropriate more money, and then more money, and more money, and, of course, give it to General Motors, and give it to Ford Motor Company, and give it to Chrysler. In fact, they're talking about giving them $25 billion. But, of course, it's not going to solve the problem that General Motors and the other companies have, because long ago they planned to actually create and build inferior cars in the United States to transfer automotive production to other countries, specifically to Japan, and I'm sure down the line into China, where General Motors is the second largest automotive manufacturer in China. Did you know that? Of course you're not, yeah, because nobody's ever going to tell you that, but that's the truth of the matter. How do I know that there was a plan? Well, we have a four-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians. If you've never heard those interviews, you need to. Other interviews with a doctor named Dr. Denikin, who back in 1969 heard a Dr. Richard Day, who was the director of Planned Parenthood, tell what the future holds. And Dunnigan went home. He was a pediatrician practicing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He went home and he made notes on what they were talking about. And one of the things Dr. Day said, look, what we're going to do is transfer automotive production to Japan. And so we're going to have them make better automobiles than they make in the United States. And, of course, there were all sorts of other things. This was 69. He was talking about how they were going to get Roe versus Wade through the Supreme Court. They didn't give a name to it because, of course, the case hadn't been brought at that time. But they were going to legalize abortion. Then they were going to encourage young girls to be promiscuous so that their parents, when the little girl got pregnant, they would be supporting abortion. After all, they wouldn't want to destroy the lives of their daughters. So they would shift from being pro-life to being pro-abortion. And, of course, they would promote sex education and immorality. They would begin creating new diseases. And, of course, it was then about 10 years later when the AIDS virus came along and when, of course, the new diseases like Lyme disease and chronic fatigue disease and the fibromyalgia all suddenly appear. These are all genetically modified, created diseases. They're circulating all sorts of terrible diseases in our population because they hate America and they hate freedom. They want an authoritarian system under the control, and behind them are the dark spirits and forces that rule the world. Prince of Darkness, Grim. My telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. Let's hear what you have to say.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance stimulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Of course, the government is shoring up the commercial paper market. I think $400 or $500 billion. It's shoring up the money market firms with $400 or $500 billion. It's giving money away like it's going out of style. They've actually put out over $2 trillion in the last few weeks. Where's the money coming from? Why, they're simply creating it out of nothing. That's the wonderful thing when you have a fiat money system. You can create all the money you want to, but in the process, of course, you destroy the value of the pensions of the population, the value of their life savings, their annuities, their insurance policies. But the rich get richer, and, of course, you know what happens to the poor. and you know what happens to the middle class. Our number 970-689-8255. Who's calling in?
Oh, I'm Dr. Montes. I had a question about when you have Betty Martini speaking about the aspartame.
Yes.
It also mentioned about in natural flavors, many food companies will use parts of the fetus for that, and I didn't know where to find information on that.
Well, you really go up on the Internet, the best place I know. Aspartame is different than using parts of the fetus. They sometimes will use the fetus in creating vaccines. Most of our vaccines are created over in China today. There are no restrictions on them. The FDA does not evaluate the vaccines that are coming in here. Many of them have viral particles in them, either from the fetus or from other sources. But aspartame is one subject. Aspartame, of course, is a product. It's called, marketed under the name of NutraSweet, and it produces brain tumors. They know it creates brain tumors. They know it, you know, produces pathological obesity. They know it destroys the immune system. In fact, it was so interesting. Last night I had the dinner with Dr. Russ Blaylock. Do you know who Dr. Blaylock is?
No.
Well, we have him as frequent guests on our programs, and we carry all of his books. But he was talking about when Dr. Atkins was a very famous doctor. He had the Atkins diet, and at a radio program, he was going to actually put Dr. Blaylock on his program, nationwide program, to talk about aspartame. And then he called Dr. Blaylock back about 2 days later and said, I'm going to have to cancel that program with you we were going to do on aspartame and its dangers, because the people from, I believe it was, I've forgotten whatever it was, the drug manufacturers had come to his office and threatened to sue him if he dared to put on a program talking about how aspartame produced brain tumors, massively increased the number of brain tumors in children, and of course produced pathological obesity, and had such toxic effects on every organ system. And so Dr. Blaylock said, why don't you, if those people come back to you again, and they're scheduled to come back to hear Dr. Atkins, you know, decision before they launch their lawsuits against him, you know, for defaming their product. And Dr. Blaylock said, well, why don't you ask him about the Bressler report? That's the Bressler report. And he told Dr. Atkins a little bit about what was in it. So a few days later, Dr. Atkins called back and said, well, I guess we're going to do the program. And Director Blaylock said, why? And he said, well, because the fellows from the drug companies came and they told me they were going to sue me, and they had all their briefcases, and they wanted to know if I'd made my decision. And I asked them, what about the Bressler report? And they all turned pale, and they packed up their suitcases and walked out the door. Why? Because the Bressler report was put out by an official from the FDA who had all the scientific studies on aspartame and how it was destroying the health of our people. So, I mean, all that information is available at the Betty Martini's website, just Google in Betty Martini and you'll get that.
Okay.
And she has an excellent website. She has several websites on aspartame. You'll get all the information you need to know on that subject. But that's entirely different than using fetal parts for producing vaccines and other products which we use.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
But the information on aspartame, we could convince the American people of that one thing, that they are intentionally poisoning us, that the Federal Drug Administration is part of an effort to harm the health of our people and our children. If we could get people to believe just that one thing, maybe they'd begin to challenge everything else, because almost everything we're being told today is a lie. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And who's our next caller?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Phil in Greeley.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Hey, I was wondering what information you could have. I was in a health food place. What do you know about these machines that do the ionic foot cleansing that's supposed to take stuff out of the body?
Ionic what cleansing?
It's called a ionic foot bath, and you put your feet in the hot water, and there's this ionization machine that's supposed to pull heavy metals and such out of the body.
Well, I really don't know anything at all about it. I would be awfully careful. I think there are a lot of scams out there, and you
right.
want to see the scientific evidence of it. I ask them for the scientific reports. I ask them, you know, for something that you can really check to determine. They've got these foot pads, you know, and you put them on your feet, and supposedly it's supposed to put all the toxins out of your body. But everybody's after your money. Be absolutely certain these things work. There are alternative treatments which are excellent, but there are also an awful lot of professionals out there who know how to separate you from your money.
Now, does chelation kind of get rid of toxins?
Oh, yeah, certainly. The chelation will help you to get rid of heavy metals, and certainly chelation is well worthwhile. Now, chelation will not solve all of the problems of heavy metals because, of course, we're being poisoned with mercury.
Right.
And with fluoride and with aluminum. And although aluminum is not a heavy metal, it's extremely toxic. It's in tea. It's in so many of the things.
But chelation is proven. It's not a hoax.
Beg your pardon?
Chelation is not a hoax.
No, chelation will actually work, and you can use it. They use EDTA, and of course you can actually get that's intravenously, but you can actually put this onto your skin. It's absorbed. You can take it by rectal suppository. EDTA is excellent, but it doesn't get to the fluoride that's in your brain there, but you can and the mercury in your brain, but you can neutralize that with selenium right at time. God bless
you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Federal Communications Broadcast Advisory for Political Broadcasting Regulations states, all broadcast facilities must make available to all legally qualified candidates equal opportunity and reasonable access at the lowest unit rate. KHNC has complied and made such time and rates available to all legally qualified candidates. If we run any political candidate, we must run all political candidates.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we had a wonderful conference. We had some people actually came from Colorado for the conference, and I think everybody was very, very, very pleased. We actually had Dr. Russell Blaylock there, and he was talking about the vaccines and, of course, the fact that they're poisoning our children, destroying their lives, the increase of autoimmune disease and asthma and the rising incidence of juvenile diabetes, of course, of autism, and the other neurodevelopmental abnormalities within our children, skyrocketing associated with the use of the vaccines. And all the people in the CDC have no idea what's going on. Of course they're not going to tell you what's going on. Because, of course, they cannot let you know that they're poisoning our children with the vaccines. The vaccines have done far more harm than good. They are not safe. They are not effective, unless, of course, you want to destroy the lives of our children. But why would any rational person want to do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different agenda, who have a different vision of the world, and who hate humanity. And once you understand there really are people out there who are evil, why, of course, you can begin to understand why the same people ran George Bush and John Kerry that are running John McCain and Obama today are exactly the same people. They're not going to give you a choice. They're going to give you the choice, not of the candidate of your choice, but of their choice. Well, certainly we had Pat Woods there, who actually had written the books Trial Atlas over Washington back in the 79 and 80, along with Professor Sutton, and he was simply pointing out how the Trial Atlas Commission controls both political candidates. There's only maybe 150 people in the American branch of the Trial Atlas Commission, but of course they run both political candidates, and the whole idea was always to take over control of our economic system, and they control it today. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'll certainly want to see the DVDs that we did with Dr. Blaylock, the ones we did with Pat Wood. We have a wonderful one with Joanna Michelson. I'm really looking forward to having them and offering them to you here. And as soon as they're available, we'll let you know. But understand that America is moving into a period of chaos and crisis. You need certainly to go to our website to get our material, to listen to our programs. As you know, we do radio 5 hours a day. Our website, where you can hear our other programs, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. You certainly want to get our DVD. We have a new one by Dr. Garth Nicholson called Terrible New Diseases. These are genetically manufactured diseases that have been unleashed on the American people. Why would anybody want to unleash new diseases on the American people? Genetically modified mycoplasm and of course, the Borrelia, which, of course, creates the Lyme disease, this new spirochete. Well, because there are people who hate humanity. When you understand that, then you can understand so much of what's going on today, and hopefully then you'll join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get, of course, the 4 tapes that we talked about earlier, of the New Order of the Barbarians, where they talked about how they were going to get the General Motors cars made inferior to the Japanese cars and create all sorts of new diseases and suppress the treatments for cancer. This was talk given in 69 by Dr. Richard Day. The telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The 4-tape set, Order of the Barbarians. Of course, you certainly want to get our new DVD put out just about a year ago called The Terrible New Diseases and so much more. You want to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. Our website, RadioLiberty.com, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833.